smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
The thing is, I would never give blood before. You know, before this happened to me, I thought of every excuse of the book, but I'm so thankful that everybody didn't think the way I did, or I would have died.
Like so many new mothers, Noelle needed blood during the birth of her son. Thanks to the American Red Cross and a donor like you, it was there. One donation, just an hour of your time, can help save up to 3 lives. Please sign up to give now at redcrossblood.org.
A, B, C, D, A.
You might not think getting work done on your home or apartment would have any effect on the way your child grows up.
I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
But if it was built before 1978,
spell glacier.
Glacier.
Renovations can spread lead paint dust that can be harmful to kids.
Glacier.
That's why the EPA now requires that your contractor be lead safe certified.
The 10, the 5, could it be? Touchdown!
In children 6 and under,
Madison Davis.
Lead paint can cause everything from loss of IQ and motor skills to behavior issues and severe learning disabilities. Disabilities that may not show up for years.
Deshaun Gaines.
Don't let lead paint take away your child's future before it even begins. For a lead safe certified contractor in your area, visit www.epa.gov/getleadsafe or call 1-800-424-LEAD.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! It's a grand slam!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score! We are Hallbarkish on 670 The Score.
And welcome in, everybody. My apologies to start having a little technical difficulty here, but we're going to get it worked out. And it is great to be with you all this afternoon. I am Hallbarkish, and this hour on The Score is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. So, welcome to, I guess it's a holiday today. I don't really know. It doesn't feel like one to me and Chris Dickens and Sean Anderson, but it is a holiday with the 4th of July falling on Saturday. So we hope that the holiday weekend is off to an absolutely great start for all of you. Looking forward to spending the entire afternoon with you. Going to be here until 5 o'clock. We are going to be joined probably around 1 o'clock by my son, Arthur Arkish, is going to be co-hosting with me today, and looking forward to that as well. We've only gotten to do this once or twice in the past. I guess it's twice now. First time, a little iffy. Second time went pretty well, so hopefully the third time will be a charm and we'll get this all figured out. But I know that we've got a great show planned for you. Lots of great guests. We're going to touch all the bases. NFL football, obviously, when Arthur and I are here, but a lot of baseball talk. We're going to check in with our buddy Joe Colley on the NBA and where the bubbles are and what the bubbles mean and what's going to happen there. I think we're passing on the NHL today, but if you have a question about hockey or the Blackhawks, you can certainly give us a call on that as well. As a matter of fact, for this first half hour or 40 minutes, what I'd love to do is be able to take some phone calls from you guys, because I haven't gotten to talk to you all for a little while. Enjoying being on the air every week with my buddies Danny Parkins and Dan McNeil, and of course Dan Bernstein, and checking in with Molly and David Haw every once in a while. But it's been a while since I've hosted, and that's when I get to take calls, and that's really my favorite part of hosting. So 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Please give me a call with anything at all that's on your mind. Looking forward to hearing what's going on out there with all of you. It's a strange world right now, obviously, everywhere, but I shouldn't say particularly. It's not particularly. It's kind of secondary, but very strange in the sporting world as well. And, you know, anxious to hear, you know, what you guys are thinking and what's going on. So 312-644-6767. You know, one of the hot issues right now in the last couple days, and it really kind of started right here on The Score, old friend of mine, Ron Rivera, stopped by and was talking about really the signing of Cam Newton by the New England Patriots, because, of course, Ron has head coach in Carolina his entire career leading up to this. He was saying that, he wouldn't bet against him. He thinks it's a particularly good idea. But also the subject of the name of his new team came up, the Washington, and I will say Redskins, and I don't say it often, but it has been an extremely hot topic in this current environment that we're in. And, at the end of the day, Daniel Snyder has refused time and time again to even think about changing the name of his football team. And yet news broke just this morning that in fact, he is now considering it, or at least it will be considered. I don't know what there is to consider. Obviously, the name should have been changed quite some time ago. But the fact that Snyder is even going this far is pretty significant. And so we thought it'd be interesting for you. We're going to replay the visit Ron had with the guys earlier this week in about half an hour and check in on what he had to say on both subjects, really, because I know a lot of people are wondering, should the Bears have signed Cam Newton rather than trading for Nick Foles? And there was discussion about that. But I think the more relevant topic, at least at the moment, is certainly going to be the question of what happens with this name. I will tell you that I'll tell you what I think, and then you guys can give us a call and let me know, if you agree or disagree. I made a rule at Pro Football Weekly, I think it was probably 10 years ago now. It goes back quite a ways, that we would not use the name Redskins. That I just think it's offensive, to many people, particularly Native Americans, but others as well. I don't see how there can be any debate about it. I don't see how there's any way that the Washington team or its owner, Dan Snyder, can defend its use strictly because it's something that was done many years ago and that there's heritage in there. It's offensive, it's inappropriate, and it should go. And their research and their program should take, maybe 20 seconds before they change it. Obviously, they haven't gone there. But it opens up this broader conversation where people start talking about the Chicago Blackhawks and the Cleveland Indians and the Atlanta Braves and even the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois, who made changes, to their mascot. And like everything else in our world today, guys, this is not a one-size-fits-all answer. I do not agree, and I'm curious to what many of you think, and I've told you, I could not more adamantly oppose the use of the name Redskins for a professional sports franchise or the use of that term in any way at any time. How it could not be offensive is a mystery to me. To me, it's actually even more offensive than the public outcry these days about people who somewhere in their past have dressed up in blackface. I mean, I never have, I never would. But I think most of the people who had done it were not doing it to insult African Americans in any way and didn't mean for it to be offensive. In this now, and I may be wrong about that, and I don't want to get off on that because I'm not defending dressing up in blackface, but with this, calling Native American Redskins, it's clearly, labeling, it's derogatory, it has to be hurtful, and there's no defending it. And the idea that Snyder has advanced over the last however many years it's been, that because it's something that they inherited and because it's part of the team's legacy, that it's something that should remain, is absolutely ridiculous. On the other hand, I look at the Atlanta Braves, and I don't think Braves has any negative connotation at all that I can imagine or think of, and would love to hear from particularly Native American listeners and friends who might disagree with me. I don't know. And the name Chicago Blackhawks, I believe, is to honor a Native American tribe. It's to honor the Blackhawk tribe. Indians is a tough one. I don't know. I actually meant to this morning and just didn't get a chance look up the actual origination of the term, because when Columbus or whoever got here first came and met the people, the Native Americans, that they at some point started calling Indians, I don't know where the term came from. or what it was meant to intone. So it is, if it is offensive to Native Americans, then by all means, that's one that should go. So to me, there are things like, you know, Braves and Blackhawks that it's just people being politically correct, and I don't understand why anyone would be offended by the use of those terms. On the other end, there's something like, you know, Redskins, which is ridiculous. And then you get somewhere in the middle, which is the noun, I guess, Indians. And I just don't know what to make of that one. So it's not an easy topic to discuss overall, but it is one that wades into everything that we're battling right now, issues that need to be fixed, issues of bigotry and bias and racism, which sometimes are getting conflicted with issues of political correctness, which maybe we're just going too far and trying to fix everything with one answer. Two, you will get to people who will defend the use of these terms, not in my presence without an argument, hopefully not in yours, but it certainly is an interesting interesting topic to try and wade through, and I certainly am happy to hear that however it started or however it's happening now, that somebody with that Washington franchise, and actually I'd like to believe that it's my buddy Ron Rivera. You know, Ron and I go back a few years. A lot of you old-timers who might be listening out there might remember that after Ron retired from the NFL, he was my broadcast partner on pre- and post-game shows with the Chicago Bears for 3 years before he decided to get into coaching. And then, of course, with all the time that he spent here with the Bears, you know, we remain close. And he is one of the better people I know. Forget people in sports, people in football, whatever it may be. Ron Rivera is simply one of the better people I know. Obviously, also has dealt with minority issues of his own, please forgive me because I'm there. Well, yes, I am sure, so I'm not going to go there. But obviously, being Latino, it's something that Ron is going to be more in touch with than others. And so I'd like to think that one of his early impacts on the Washington franchise has been to work at this and make an impression on the owner of his team. So we'll find out more about that, I guess, as the coming weeks go by and we learn what it is they're going to do. We're going to delve into that quite a bit. As I said, we're going to have a lot of baseball talk. Summer camp opening out at Wrigley Field. And so we will be checking in out there. We've also going to check in on the White Sox, of course, who opened up this morning. Again, the NBA with its bubbles and whatever they're trying to do. It should be interesting to see what happens there. Joe Colley is always a great listen and a great guest. Looking forward to visiting with Joe a little later in the show. And as I mentioned at the top, Arthur will be joining me around 1 o'clock. So we're going to have a full afternoon for you. We hope that you are enjoying your beginning of your holiday weekend, your holiday activities. Maybe you're out by a pool or out in the yard, whatever it may be. Stick with us. We're going to bring you the best sports you're going to get anywhere in town. I am going to take a little bit of an early break here just to fix a minor technical issue that we're having on my end. So just want to run a couple quick spots here. Going to check in with the studio, get everything straightened out, and be back with you in just a moment right here at 670 The Score.
Dan McNeil here from the Mac and Parkin Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score. Cubs and White Sox fans, baseball is back in Chicago, so keep it here on The Score. We will be discussing this shortened season, plus all the new rules, changes, and more on the Mac and Parkin Show. It's afternoons 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
I'm Amy Lawrence with a Radio.com Sports Minute. We prepared to celebrate our nation's birthday in a year that continues to unfold in a way no one could have predicted 12 months, 8 months, even 6 months ago. And looking ahead to the next 6 months, there is just as much uncertainty just as much trepidation and unpredictability. But there are still so many reasons to celebrate this Independence Day. As a country, we are diverse, and our differences make us stronger. We're a melting pot of colors, races, cultures, ethnicities, languages, and ideas. We're not all the same. And while that can make it challenging to collaborate, our diversity ultimately provides a stronger foundation. In the U.S., we're free to choose, free to roam, free to go, free to worship, free to talk, free to live the way we want. Not every society can claim that. Even freedom that protects bad choices and choices we don't agree with is better than no freedom at all. So happy birthday, America. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Hey.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Summer's here and it's time to get grilling. So let our Ace grilling experts help you choose the right grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg Charcoal Grills, Traeger Wood Pellet Grills, and Weber Gas Grills. And since our stores are locally owned and we're committed to helping our neighbors, we'll also assemble and deliver your grill for free. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their grills. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through July 13th on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Why does synthetic motor oil give your engine superior lubrication and protection? Because science. That's why. Pick up 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 7/31/20.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs rain like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including 4 amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Date AD prioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available ever. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
The Home Depot is cooking up new ways to start summer here and bring summer home. From online ordering to free delivery and convenient store pickup, we're helping make sure taking care of your summer projects is a breeze. And summer savings on all your favorite brands make things even easier. So freshen up the deck, fire up the grill. Summer's here, and it's as close as your own backyard. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance